The man scraped the last of the snow off the sidewalk. It was clear for now. He would, he told himself, go to the hardware store tomorrow to buy a snowblower, and then he would toss the shovel in the trash. He was tired of snow, tired of driving in it, tired of shoveling it, tired of watching it fall to the ground. As he walked up the driveway, he looked up to see his son's smiling face in the front window. That smile, that wide and guileless 5-year-old smile, grabbed him the way it always did, like a fist around his heart, and squeezed hard. He waved at the boy, and the boy waved back. "Snow," the boy mouthed, pointing up to the sky. The man looked up and swore. Fresh flakes were falling. All his work would be erased. Shaking his head, he glanced at the window. Seeing the irritation flash across his father's face, the boy's smile faltered, and the man watched it fade and die. He saw the uncertainty in the boy's eyes, and the fist squeezed harder, hard enough to hurt. He looked around the neighborhood at the tall pine trees flocked with fresh powder, at the deep drifts against the house, at the face watching him from inside the warm room. "Put on your coat and boots," the man called out, and the face immediately disappeared. The front door opened and the boy ran out of the house, pulling on his cap and mittens. He followed his father into the garage and watched him put away the shovel and take the sled off the hook on the wall. Silently, the pair walked down the street to the park. The man led the way, making deep tracks for his son to follow. The boy lengthened his steps to match his father's stride. At the top of the hill, the man dropped the sled. The boy got on first, and the man sat down behind him. He wrapped one arm around his son, pulling him close, and pushed away with the other. They flew down the hill, sliding over the glassy surface, bouncing over the bumps and berms. Laughing, safe in the embrace of his father, the little boy turned his face to the sky and lifted his arms. When they got to the bottom, as they spun around, as the cold air stung their faces and the tops of the trees danced over them, tiny snowflakes, each as sparkling and temporary as a day in a life, fell in a blanket of white. Eyes closed, face pressed against the warm wool cap on the little boy's head, the man, holding on to a moment that almost got away, was a snowman again.